You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show.
You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark. Yeah, so
welcome back.
Yeah.
It seems like a donks since we've done a proper show.
We've done our live shows on YouTube, so we've got a lovely YouTube channel. Yeah. We'll get a link on the website at some point.
Go to YouTube, type Formal Shark in, and we're there.
Or Formal Shark /live will send you to a page where you can figure out how to get to our videos.
Yeah, and eventually, once we're not amateurs, we'll have a proper link and everything, hopefully soon. It was good fun.
Yeah, and we've done our various specials as well.
Yeah.
We had the special promo, which we didn't really do anything with previous work.
Did you listen to me sound like a bird?
I didn't. I just uploaded it. Like, I'm not going to.
I uploaded it anyway.
That's one I did myself.
I was a brave boy and did it myself.
And we've got new studio furniture. Well, you do.
Yeah.
You've got a new chair.
Yeah.
I'm still on the old plebby stuff.
Well, buy one.
I'm not buying one for your studio,
house. No, it's the Formal Shark HQ.
Your house. I'm not buying a chair for you to sit in on weekends
and
probably do God knows what in the chair.
What?
Well, you know, you might stroke your pussy on it.
Oh, that's a very tired old cliche joke.
It's a tired old cliche joke, but you've got a cat. It's always going to be in it. Until you get a different animal.
All right, anyway, we'll get straight on with the show.
Yeah. Right.
So we're going to go for, first of all, our friends.
Our friends. We've got friends!
Well, we've met them a couple of times.
I hope they're our friends.
If we've met them a couple of times, we'll claim the friends.
Yeah. If we're not the friends, then they can tweet us and say that we're not the friends. Or something.
Untweet us. Yeah. No, unfollow us.
We could have a proper Twitter argument. Be like, well, I thought you were my friends.
Like celebs do.
Yeah, yeah.
This is from the Newcastle Brewing Limited.
Yeah.
We've got a special of theirs on. They're doing some quite cool things around Ouseburn. And this is Ouseburn Brown Ale. They're going to make basically a cafe cum bar within the brewery, all within a railway arch. I think it's called Arch 2 or something on Twitter.
Yeah.
Or go to the Newcastle Brewing Limited Twitter or Facebook and then go from there. But it looks like it's going to be a really cool sort of
They're going to have a tap room for their beer and what the sounds like, guest beers.
Yeah, and I think they're going to start to, well, the trialling at the moment is getting some keg beers out there for both in there and I think out in all the bars around. So hopefully quite soon.
You can buy their beer keg soon.
Hopefully.
And not just in bottles.
Well, if you've got a whole system for keg beer that we probably need as a project one week.
We could build one in your kitchen.
Well, I was thinking, we'll get a shed. We'll have a.
Why do we need a shed? We've got your house.
Well, because I want a shed.
You want a shed? You've got a garage.
Men have sheds.
You've got a garage.
So this is called Ouseburn Brown Ale. We should have had Nuki Brown.
Nuki Brown. To try and compare it. It's made in Tadcaster.
Yeah, and waste a quid or whatever it costs.
Yeah.
So it's...
Yeah, but hey, you're jumping ahead.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's a 500ml bottle and it's 5.5%.
It's a big bottle. Lovely artwork on what we've said in
Jim
previous
Edwards
shows.
Jim Edwards does lovely artwork.
Yeah, I follow him on Twitter as well.
Do you?
Well, best before Feb, that's good.
Oh, that's
been
okay.
In the fridge for ages. I've been wanting to do a show with
Feb 17, next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's coming up quite quickly, Adam.
It's even. Yeah, it's another, 4 months away. We would have drank it by then.
Yeah, definitely. It's brown coloured.
It's a very brown colour, actually.
Yeah. As you'd expect from a brown ale.
Yeah, but it's not golden. It's not
the
ambery kind of colour. It is actual brown.
So,
that's nice.
It's nice. It's what you expect from
from
it. Very clean tasting. Again, comparing it to Newcastle Brown is nothing like that. Newcastle Brown just tastes of
shit.
But this doesn't. This is a very pleasant.
It's got a nice hoppy taste in the background.
But not overly hoppy. It's a very calm drink. I think you could drink a lot of it. What percentage of it?
5.5. You 5. Could definitely 5. Drink a lot of it.
Yeah. So it's very much... Nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's not... It's like a steady, nice boyfriend that occasionally gives you flowers. He's never going to whisk you off to France just randomly. To Paris.
Paris. Is this a new place? Not going to whisk you off to Paris. But he will bring you some flowers.
Yeah. Occasionally, you know.
Will there be dandelions?
No.
Would it be nice?
It's a nice beer.
Yeah.
If it was a man, it would be just a nice man.
Yeah.
But it's not anything...
It'd bring you expensive flowers, but not take you to Paris.
Yes. But it's not a wild and wonderful one. But then, with the name, you're not going to expect that.
Yeah.
You know, if I drank that and it was wild and wonderful, I would be complaining because a brown ale, you want to be
And actually,
dependable.
You know, knowing that that's possibly going to be casked. Or kegs or whatever.
You don't know the difference, do you?
Whatever vessel they're going to make it and send it in. You know, that could be quite interesting in terms of we could be going into bars in Newcastle, crap bars in Newcastle, and seeing that on draft.
Yeah.
And that could be a lot nicer to drink, you know, if we don't like it and we're like, oh, we've got it good here.
It's nice.
We've got that.
I definitely like that. Back to hammer me analogy home more, you know. I do think double IPAs cheat on us.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But this isn't going to cheat on us.
No, it's not.
And when we're sick, it's going to bring us chocolate.
Oh, so, be good.
Steady beer.
But no, if you see it in the shops, give it a buy. It wasn't... It's not too expensive, is it? From memory, it's about £3.
Something like that, I can't remember. They do a lot of fairs. If you go on the website, they'll say what like food fairs. They're often at Tynemouth Market. That's where I tend to get them.
Sunday Market, Sunday and Saturday.
Saturday, but that's not always. Check on their Facebook, and then they'll say, or contact them, and I'm sure they'll arrange you to pick it up somewhere.
Yeah.
They're really nice guys, the two of them. It's like father and son. Got big plans and stuff like that. It's good. So I like the beers. So where are we going to put it on the board?
Oh, I was thinking a good kind of 67.
Yeah, I was thinking 66.
Okay.
But what's at 67?
60.
This is very outdated, our board. It hasn't had the last many shows.
67 has Anchor Porter and Fell Brewery Robust Porter. 66 is the Island Hopping Thornbridge Jaipur and the Kaffir.
Oh, right, definitely 67.
So, Yeah,
we'll go for 67.
Cool.
Right, we will finish this
mark
off
that down.
And then we'll get back to you with the next beer. Beer number 2.
This was £3.59, which sounds quite expensive, but then you realise it's quite a big bottle.
It's a
500ml bottle. It's a 500ml.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a funky shaped one of the other ones.
Ah, right, because I thought it was like one of the big, like,
one of the 750s.
So this is from, what brewery is it from?
It's from Odyssey Brew Co. And it's down as, it's called an Odyssey Rarity Dream Brother Version 2 American Wheat, and it's 4.8%.
Because what I did is I tweeted earlier on in the week asking people for recommendations, and I got a recommendation for two of the Odysseys from, because I said we're going to Coppers.
It was two other rarity brews.
It was the Blood, the Double Zombie Blood, and the Seacom Fender IPA.
It's not Seacom, it's Simcom.
Simcom, whatever.
You can't call it Seacom. You'll make some proper beer for you. It's not Seacom, it's Simcom. Your beer is too hoppy.
I don't care. Can go fuck themselves. this was them two were recommended by at Brewguy under, was that an underslash?
No. Yeah, an underscore.
I'm dyslexic. You give me the technology.
And what's his name on there? Guy Iller.
Guy Iller. So basically,
he tweeted two beers that we didn't buy. We bought something completely different.
Yeah, but it was...
Because you just looked at the bottle and went, it looks the same.
No, because that was the only one they had in. Those were sold out of all of them.
And they had the others.
Well, I have had the others before, because I've seen them on me bench of alcoholism.
Your bench of alcoholism.
You know, all me bottles that lined up. That is encroaching more and more in the kitchen.
But no, those two have got the same that it says Odyssey Rarity, which must mean it's their top-notch brews.
Top-notch brews?
Top-notch brews.
So you smell, and as soon as you smell, you get that nice, a nice sweet, fruity, mango-y smell.
Yeah.
I ate a whole mango yesterday.
I thought, did you cut it in half, or did you eat it all as one thing?
Oh, I couldn't.
But it was open your mouth really.
It was
big.
A massive mango.
Uh-huh.
It was a massive mango.
Why are you wanking yourself off?
I felt sick after it.
Did you really?
Yeah,
because you had a whole mango.
Yeah.
Did you stop to breathe while you ate it?
No, I ate slowly.
Did he cut it in half to fit it in, or did he cut it into chunks?
I cut it into chunks.
Chunks, no.
What is the recommended way to cut and eat a mango?
All at once, just.
And have you? Do you eat fruit?
Yes, do you eat mangoes? I don't eat mangoes often, but I have some every now and then.
How do you eat a mango without it being sticky afterwards?
I normally buy them pre-cut and then just get a bit of paper towel and water and then wash my hands.
Just every time I'm like proper sticky after eating
yeah,
mango.
But wash your hands?
No, you don't have to wash my hands, it's like there for a week.
What do you do with your hands? How do you wash them? Do you just look at them and look at the water and go, that's it, wash?
Wash them like...
Like, our listeners can't really see you moving your hands in the air.
What?
But, so you're still sticky after
right,
that.
Are we gonna, right, so this smells of mangoes. Back to the beer.
Did they say it's meant to smell of mango?
Actually, it's what passion fruit smells of. It smells like nice.
Pine. It's meant to smell of pine. So today we've learned that pine smells like mango. It's pleasant.
Mm.
It's definitely got that wheaty taste.
Yeah, it's like a really nice wheat beer.
Now, do you try a wheat beer and get excited because you're thinking, this is a bit different, and then get really disappointed because actually they've all got this same dull wheat.
Yeah.
End.
I think I go through phases of thinking I like wheat beer and then realising that
it's just
a bit
it's nice. This is a nice beer, but there's something about wheat beer.
This is a really, really, really nice wheat beer. And this would probably convince us that I really, really like wheat beers.
Yeah.
But I think the other problem is that actually your range of wheat beers aren't that good. Then you go for an Erdinger.
Yeah.
And it's like But occasionally,
I mean, even Erdinger, there's nothing disgusting about it. There's nothing.
I think occasionally I want that taste.
But there's something about wheat beers. It's just a bit flat. It doesn't shine in your mouth. This has got lovely flavours. It's really well rounded, but it could be better.
No, I think it does its job right.
The other flavours could be a lot better if it wasn't wheat.
I don't know. It does its job well. It's got a very nice mouthfeel. I think it almost a little tiny. You know, it feels nice in the mouth. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
It feels nice in the mouth.
I think it's got very, very subtle flavour. I think it's, you know, it's a very talented beer, but it's not screaming about it. It's just sitting there, quiet
and being good and not.
Yeah, so it's just gonna
been reserved. That's the word.
Yeah,
a reserved beer.
So if it was your boyfriend, it would just go steadily at it.
Would he bring you flowers?
He would just go steadily at it.
Steadily
at it for a very long time, and then eventually take you to crescendo.
Crescendo.
Yes.
Okay.
But. Just gently and over a long period of time.
What?
Not like that dirty double IPA that's going to come in really hard, probably very quick,
bish, bash, bosh,
and then go next door for a cuppa.
Yeah. And then bish, bash, bosh with them.
Yeah, I don't think my analogies.
I don't think they work.
I don't think my boyfriend and girlfriend analogies work with all these
things.
They've
not been girlfriend analogies yet. They've just been boyfriend analogies.
Well, there's a girlfriend. There could be boyfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend. Well, it's always been a boy, isn't it?
It has been.
You know, I don't care which way to go.
But there are always going to be a boyfriend.
Well, I don't know. I'll taste the next beer. The next beer might be a feminine beer.
It might be. But then, how does that come into terms of effeminate beer? How do you describe effeminate beer compared to this, which is obviously a masculine beer to you? Well, probably some woman,
surely
some
it depends.
Really get angry, no, at you now.
Give it to a German if they taste it and if they say das beer, D beer or whatever.
Das. Yeah, yeah. D or. Yeah. Is it das? D? Die?
It's a long time since I did German.
Because I know it's mein Hund ist klein, because my dog was man and he was small.
Yes.
But he's dead now because my Hund ist gestorben.
Yes.
So I know them too. Yeah. Mein klein Hund ist gestorben. Yeah. Because he wasn't a lady dog, so he was a Hund, not a Hund.
I didn't know that much about German. You went to German with it. You were one of them sad kids that went, didn't you?
I went on holiday with the school.
Were you that thick?
I went on holiday. You had to do work for the week.
Yeah, but I didn't have to spend a load of money to go on holiday with the school. What my parents did, they spend that money on like good things like going to Alton Towers and shit.
Oh, I wouldn't have done that anyway. If my parents hadn't paid for me to go on holiday with the school, they would have just like bought whips and chained me up to the wall and gone, you're a bad child. Bad child.
My parents asked us and I went, no, and spend the money on something decent. Like an Xbox. Like was Xbox? Yes, they were out then.
I think they were. But
an N64. So I played Mario.
Yeah, but I've got one of them now.
I've never had an N64.
After they were cool.
Yeah. Are you that sort of child? Were you the sort of child that ran in with your yo-yo and they were going, no, we're playing Pogs now? Yeah.
No, it was ran in with my Pogs when they were playing yo-yo.
See, I just never bothered because I knew I wasn't cool. I bet you tried. Did you try to be cool?
Once or twice.
Oh, yeah, because when we first started hanging out, you had a lime green
track. Yeah, that was cool.
And a kappa jacket.
Yeah, I mean, the kappa jacket was just clothes my parents got me because they were cheap. I didn't particularly like that. But I like my lime green shoes. I still do. They were cool. You know, there's nothing wrong with bright lime green shoes.
I was a good...
You could see him in the dark.
I was a good friend and bullied him out of it before he went to big school.
Before I went to big
school. Even though I knew you only in big school.
Yeah.
So you didn't get... Yes, but I bullied it out of you, so you didn't get more bullied by somebody else.
Really?
So I was a good friend.
So, what you're saying is, you were my bully at school and everywhere else, and I'm friends with my bully.
No, I stopped you getting more bullied.
No, you were my bully.
Because if you'd went to school in a kappa jacket...
I went to school in the kappa jacket.
And did you not get beaten up every day?
No, it was just you.
Well, eventually you would have.
It was just you that beat me up.
You know.
And bullied me.
You should have a better top. Anyway, this beer is very nice. We should put it on the board somewhere.
Yeah, I was thinking, see, I want to be harsh because I don't enjoy wheat beer as much, and say 59, but I know you're probably leaning a bit more than that.
I was going to go sort of 63.
So I'd give in and say 61, as a middle of the ground.
Let's have 62.
Well, 62 is Brewdog Punk IPA. Do you think that's on par with Punk?
Yes, I do. I think it's got all the fruity flavours. It's actually very similar in a lot of ways.
Whereas 61 is the Control Alt Delete. And I think it's probably on par with that Control Alt Delete.
Well, a 61.5.
I mean, we don't have halves on our scale, but we could.
Yeah, let's go 61.5.
Okay.
I just think it's slightly better than Control Alt Delete.
I think it's either on par or a little bit better, but not as 60, good as Punk.
61 then.
61, right. We'll finish this bottle off.
Yeah, and then we'll get back there for beer number 3.
It's beer number 3, and I've got to do this with Phil's horrible fart.
Sorry.
Oh. This was £2.49 from Coppers once again. We need to find a different beer shop.
The thing is, it's not the nearest, but it's the nearest good one.
Yeah.
Because going to Rehills is a pain in the ass. We've got to go right through Newcastle.
And Pibstop's just not quite got that selection.
It's getting more and more of a selection. So now when you go in the door, there's some at that side as well. That's where all the October beers were.
Yeah.
So it's a good shop. It's just it's more being designed as a wine emporium.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right word?
So this is a bit different to our normal beers. It is... I don't think it's from this country. It's from the Netherlands. It is Lowlander, and the O's got a weird line through it. And it is the Porter. It's got double O. Poorter. Poorter or something. And it says it's brewed with vanilla and licorice root. It's a 330ml bottle, and it's 6.8%.
I'm going to prediction that if this is going to be either yin or yang, we're either going to think this is the bee's knees, and we're going to like be we're going to buy loads of it.
Or it's going to be horrible.
Yeah.
But I saw it on the shelves.
No, I would prefer you got it.
You know what? That sounds different.
Right, so I've got... It's dark.
Good sign from a porter.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want it to come out white.
It smells very traditional porterish. I'm not smelling the vanilla and the licorice yet.
Oh, no. But get your nose nice. Right in, and there is a faint licorice smell.
Oh, yeah. Faint.
It is faint, but it's there.
A little bit of Bertie Bassett. Was Bertie Bassett... He was licorice, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was licorice. If you ate him, would that be murder? Now, the licorice isn't the first flavour you get.
No, you get this really nice, and it's complicated in flavours.
It's very
rounded, very
rounded. No, it is. It's complicated, but rounded, incredibly well rounded.
You get this initial sweetness to it, you know, the malts come across very sweet,
yeah,
and you're like, oh, this is nice. And then the licorice sort of hits, and once that licorice hits, it then sort of takes the sweetness off a bit, and it's like, right, I've got that nice hit of sweetness to begin with, but it hasn't gone on too long.
It does. It nulls the sweetness down a little. But it's a different style of sweet, whereas the first is like very, very tangy. The next sweet is you're more licorice-y.
Once you taste it, and you're thinking the vanilla's there, and it just when you really start sort of trying to list the flavors in your head, you can just have the vanilla just as sort of almost
faintly through,
almost bringing everything together.
Yeah,
I think this is probably the most descriptive we've been for a beer.
I was trying to see if it was if it said anything more on the back, but it just says that it was brewed with botanicals and this, that, and the other.
Again, I think this would be a very nice beer to have on its own on a night time. But you certainly would drink the whole thing of it, or you'd have one or two of them. And sort of reading a book with a couple of candles or something like that. That's how I like porter. It's very something you could have winter time, Christmas, things like that. It's a very good, good.
See, good I've never seen that in coppers before.
No, I didn't know you'd even got it. I didn't see it when we went together, but then I'm blind.
In the foreign section, we don't always look at that vigorously because it does have some samey thing, but it stood out. I'd never seen it before, and I thought, you know, it sounds really interesting. So I'd say if you see it, give it a go for £2.50.
Is the Tories going to make businesses list all the foreign beers?
Maybe that might be a good thing though. we might be like, they've got more foreign beers, we'll go to them.
Yeah.
I mean, that might be the opposite way of what Theresa May wants, but
yeah. We'll not know there's people, there's not UKIP hitting themselves.
No, but as long as the foreign beers report in to the government at least once a week, you know, they'll be alright.
It's all getting a bit worrying, isn't it? Anyways, so, I've got my thing on a number, but I'm going to write it down because we've been accused too many times.
Of cheating.
I know we said it there. Right, I've got mine in my head. I've got it written down. You don't have to write yours down.
No, I'm going to write mine down as well.
All right, we're going to show at the same time.
Yeah.
Right, one, two, three.
Oh, very different. I'd said 74 and Philip had said 68.
Because knowing our board, 70. What's on 75?
75 is double jacket. Maybe exactly. I was being a bit too nice.
So on the board, remember our board is harsh for the reasons that we've explained before. Did I say 68?
Yeah.
At 68, you've got Flying Dog, Imperial Porter. You've got Newcastle Brown Limited, Dr. Udi.
Yeah, but one unders the other Newcastle Brown one we've just had. And I think this is heaps better.
I think...
You know, in terms of... This is very...
Yeah, all right. I would go... Looking at the board, yes, I've got slightly wrong. You've got it wrong. Let's go for 70.
What else is on 70?
70 is Electric Bear Cherry Blackout.
Uh-huh.
Newcastle Brewing Limited Vanilla Importer. And McKellar's Brew...
Yeah.
Brody's Big Morpho Stout.
Yeah.
So 70...
70, because I think it'd probably give it'd give them a good run for the money.
And that's quite good, because we're both well out on that.
Yeah. I mean, I just kind of looked at them as like...
Now, without thinking about the whole thing, I think we could look... Our board is wrong in some places.
Yeah.
The
troubling thing is, I think we're very condensed in the middle, because everything we have had is very good.
Yeah.
Retrospectively.
I think we'd expand
the middle.
Yeah, we'd put certain things lower now. Like, I think we had an argument at the time, but bloody...
Tanglefoot
should be 20 points lower. And there's others that I'd put up. That's just to say that it's the time we do it. Different beers change your judgment of beers. Yeah. At one point, we bloody drank all sorts of stuff that we wouldn't drink now. And I think that's it. We keep reviewing your beers. Keep trying new beers. And remember that, you know, your life of beers change constantly. And us...
Definitely.
Now, you know, we're still under a year of doing these podcasts. Now, we knew a bit about beer beforehand. We certainly weren't novices of beer, and we could hold a conversation. And now we're having beers that we would call excellent, and we're like putting them...
Not as far high up as what
you know,
maybe
a lot lower than we would.
So, I mean, retrospectively, at the middle of our board could be expanded and widened to make the differences between the beers, whereas the really crap and the really good would have to compete for the very few places at the top.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we do. We've got a beer at 81 and 78, but actually they could be the difference between 97 and 99. You know, and
we've got a big range. What we're saying is, our board, we do not necessarily, our board is not the be all and end all of everything. Like, our opinions are not the be all and end all.
No.
We're not somebody that sort of looks down on a beer that we don't like. Doesn't mean that you won't like it. We're just a couple of piss heads doing a podcast.
Yeah. Because we've got nothing else to do on a Friday night.
Yeah. Anyway, shall we pause this, drink this, and then get up for the sum up?
Sum up.
So we've had three beers, like we do most shows, unless one of us has been a clever clock.
Clever clock?
can
really tell time really well.
I meant to say cock.
Without looking at any timekeeping device. It is 3:30 PM on the... Can you just do that? Can you guess how long time has been since the last time you spouted out an hour?
No.
You so bong on every
had
hour.
Three beers, unless one of us has been a clever cock. So, we started off with the very good Usburn
Brown
Ale that's very dependable.
Newcastle Brewing Limited.
That we worked out was very dependable.
Yeah, it's a dependable brewery.
We didn't work out the very
last
beer,
what
was going to be like.
We'll get to that at the end. We then have the Odyssey Brew Co. and Odyssey Rarity Dream Brother.
That was very pleasant. Yeah. Very good, very, very good example of a wheat beer.
Yeah.
But because it was a wheat beer, it wasn't as palatable as other beers that we've had. It was still very yummy.
And then Lowlander. Porter, or something. I don't know, it's double O. Geordies go Pua, but Puata doesn't work. It's a Puata-like son. He's a whippet.
But anyway, that was very interesting, I
think. Yeah, and what kind of boyfriend would it be?
I don't know. A very complex one.
I think he'd be like, you don't know my life.
I think we'd do poetry.
Yeah.
And generally be very sort of complex, but a very good experience to be with. But you'd have to be the right sort of person to put up with it.
Yeah. Because if not, you'd be like, I'm not putting up with your shit. And leave. Yeah. And yeah, so then there was that.
Very, very nice.
We've had three good beers.
And very interesting, I think, and that's... We've had better porters. However, it was a very interesting and very well-crafted...
Have we had such an interesting porter?
I don't think we've had something that's been so layered in flavour in the sort of porter category.
Layered or layered...
I don't care, I'm dyslexic.
It's like
Are you bullying me for my dyslexic? I am.
You bullied me for my cabbage jacket. No, I'm going to bully you.
This is the difference. You can bully somebody for something they can change. You're not allowed to bully somebody for something they can't change.
So I'm not allowed to bully you for using the wrong words?
No, because I'm dyslexic. But you, not having any style, I'm allowed to bully.
I'm never going to have style. I can bully it's never going to be. You know, you can't fix that. I'm never going to have style.
I can. You're far better than you were now. Now, when you go down the street, you look like a normal person.
I look like a 40-year-old man.
Yeah, that's not
any better than looking like a chav.
That's better than looking like Vicky Pollard. I'm not a
40-year-old man.
You know, it was a Vicky Pollard talk. Before Vicky Pollard.
It kept me warm in the cold. That's all, it had a function, it solved that function. It cost like a couple of quid. It also meant I didn't get run over by cars.
Because it was...
Bright orange. I'll let you laugh when you get run over in your black jacket in the middle of the winter because it's a dark jacket. And I'll be like, well, you should have been wearing a Kappa jacket.
Well, what if I was just wearing a high viz, and it just looked like I was going for
and
work.
Then I bully you for wearing a high viz in public.
But plenty of people do, workers do.
Yeah, but they're at work. You can't wear one when you're not at work. You look like a tit.
What about if you're walking home from work, you pop in the pub?
You can't wear your high viz jacket. You look like a tit.
Are you saying people should not give to the economy?
No, what I'm saying is they should take the high viz jackets off when they leave work.
But then they'd be naked.
No, because they've got other clothes. People don't just wake up and go, you know what, today I wear a high-vis jacket. Because it's trendy.
Oh, sure, at some point it has been. But you would wear it a couple of weeks too late.
Yes, I would. I'd be like, oh, Mum, high-vis jackets are really trendy, will you get me one? Yeah. And 3 months later, they'd arrive and it'd be a knock-off version of Stanley Market the summit.
Here.
That doesn't actually reflect.
Oh, here, son. Here's your jacket. I don't know why your mother's chosen because she's mad.
Where's your jacket?
I can't do an impression.
Don't forget the whippet. I don't even have a whippet.
All right, duck. Here's your jacket.
And then she started off from where she was at and then ended up in Yorkshire. Several hundred miles away.
But yeah, your mother does say A up duck, doesn't she?
No, she doesn't. She doesn't go A up duck. She goes, you're right, duck.
You're all right, duck.
Yorkshire is A up.
A
up?
A up duck sounds better than all right, duck.
Oh, dear. Maybe she does go A up duck. I don't know. I don't listen to her. I just turn off. Noise comes out my mother's mouth, and I'm like, "Yep, yeah, I don't care."
Just listen next time, and then
just next time.
That's your homework for the next show.
But she's probably saying something like, "Will you do the dishes?" Because I can't do them myself, and I'd be like, "No, I can't say no to her." But if I don't hear her, then I'm not saying no. So I can do it myself.
Well, if she says, "Hey up, duck, can you do the dishes?" You can go, "No, I can't. I've just got flippers."
The ducks have flippers now.
I've wet feet.
You can't blame that on your dyslexia. Your ability to spell doesn't mean that you realise that ducks have flippers. Like a seal. Dyslexia is not the difference between ducks and seals.
It's wings. Well, wings. They're like flippers.
There's nothing like
they're
flippers.
They're air flippers.
They're air flippers.
Yes, they're flippers for the air.
What do you mean?
It's like these are land flippers.
Land flippers.
Yes, hands are land flippers. They really? Do the same thing, but the suitability for the area you're at. It's like different types
what,
of wheels.
What makes you swim faster?
You know, you have like racing wheels for racing.
Yeah.
And you have off-road wheels for off-roading.
Uh-huh.
You have swimming hands, flippers.
Yeah.
For
so when you get in the water, do you grow flippers? Do your hands suddenly change?
No, but that's, but then I'm not designed for water.
So if you get, so if like, your mum gave birth to you in the water, would you have flippers?
No, that's not how it works. If you give birth to a sports car off-road,
yeah,
it doesn't automatically have Land Rover tyres on, 4x4 tyres.
No, does it not?
No.
So, but what if your mum was a seal?
Then I would have flippers.
So what you're saying is you've not got flippers, you've got hands.
Because my mum wasn't a seal. I don't know where this is going. If anybody understands this conversation, please email to sharks at formalshark.co.uk.
Or tweet us at formalshark.
Yeah, and Facebook us /formalshark.
Or something else.
Yeah.
Website us, email all the things.
Yeah, also about emails. Well, iTunes, we always forget about iTunes.
That's because we don't use it.
Yeah, iTunes us and rate us on iTunes. We can be rated on iTunes, rate us.
Yeah. Oh, don't say that. People will be like, no stars.
Yeah, but
can you rate somebody? No, right. Amazon rating. Can you rate something no stars?
I don't know. I'm not that nasty.
It's 1 to 5, and I don't feel as though you can rate it no stars, which means that if 1 star means it's poor quality, but it deserves a star. No stars must be like, it's so shit, I had to send it back in thousands of pieces.
The amount of entertainment I get from reading reviews.
Oh, I know.
They're absolute idiots on it, and it's just like, I give this no stars because what I bought is... I bought a cup, but what I wanted to do was buy a microwave, and it doesn't microwave. So I give it 1 star... Surely you should have bought a microwave.
Yeah.
You bought a cup. A cup does not microwave.
So he gave it 1 star.
Well, this is an example. That wasn't an actual true story.
It was suitable enough as a microwavable device to give it 1 star.
that's thingy, but... Wow, there's like a disco in the taxi outside.
This has got a disco.
Oh, mint. Oh, no, it's the blue lights. Everybody must smack up in the car.
No, it's to stop them smacking up.
Yeah, so they've had to put the blue lights in to stop them smacking up.
You would have thought the driver would turn around and go, oi, you, stop smacking up in the car.
Well, the drivers might smack up as well.
Yeah, but now the light's stopping him.
Yeah, and we're just staring at them.
Yeah, like two apes.
Apes staring at
in
people.
In a zoo.
Is she kissing him?
The fuck?
She's giving him the money. In love.
In love. The yes. money in love.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I'm quite fixated. I want the back of my car to be all blue.
Well, we can make the back of your car really blue like that. We'll buy some cheap LEDs off Amazon. I reckon it's to make the seats glow if there's semen on them. So it's to stop you having sex in the back.
Ah, oh, that type of semen. I didn't know why you would be annoyed at Navy
people. Navy people just glowing up in the back.
Yeah. Oh, you're from the Navy.
But do Navy people glow in the UV light then?
What, no?
The same as cum?
No.
No.
That's probably very offensive to...
cum. Or semen.
To semen.
I just thought, because, you know, you see them on sea ice, like, oh, there's semen and it's glowing in the dark. Maybe sailors glow in the dark.
Right, you get a UV light and go up to a sailor and do
and
that.
Ask
wait.
If he what if he does, though?
I think you...
You've heard the song.
I think your nose might go red.
You've heard the song. You have heard the song.
What song?
In the Navy.
I do not think that,
that
the village people were factually correct on anything.
Or represented our Royal Navy.
Yes, because I'm sure that the YMCA is not as fun as the song makes it out to be.
Do you not think it's that fun?
No.
It might be. It could be.
I don't know.
That could be discrediting the YMCA. Maybe it's more fun.
I've never been.
Have you never been to a YMCA?
No. Well, I went once for a gig, but it was rubbish.
Well, there we go. First-hand experience. YMCA is not as good as the song.
Yeah, everybody's been miserable, so I started jumping around like a loon.
Oh, okay.
And it was the best gig the band had ever had, because it was a mosh pit. No, it was me.
You were the bit of rough in the YMCA, were you?
Ah, you know these pretendy rock bands when you were a kid?
Yeah.
And I don't know why I went up.
because you have nothing to do in life.
I was probably chasing a lady.
Chasing tail.
Yeah. And we went up. Oh, no, because I was... I don't know who I was with at the time. And we just went, it's bloody awful. So I just started jumping about, and then other people started jumping about, and then they thought it was mint because they thought it was a mosh pit, but it wasn't. It was a few, well, it was me and some other people think taking it too seriously. But I wasn't taking it seriously. I was just being me at something that was bad.
Yeah.
That story probably is not very fun for
the listeners. It's probably not very fun for the listeners at all. But, and on that, it's the 40-minute mark. And if we go any longer, our one listener will be turning the corner to go into Anfield playing. And he'll be like, they're going on too long. If I turn the other corner, I'm going to be home. And he's going to be thinking whether we're going on and on and on. And he's got to sit in the car in his drive. And just keep going on.
There's nothing sadder than listening to the radio and thinking, I really want to listen to this.
But I need a wee.
And having to sit outside your house, listening for the bit of the radio to finish before you come in.
Yeah, but if he needs a wee, it's going to be even worse. Yeah. But you do realise it's a podcast and you can press pause.
Yeah.
So yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Or next show anyway, because it depends when we upload it. Yeah. If we're good enough to upload it weekly or... We end up uploading it.
Whenever we want.
Because we're rebels!
What are you doing with your hands?
We're rebels without a cap and jacket.
I'm a rebel with it. I think I've got that in the house somewhere.
Honest?
I don't know. I think my mum wears it. Because she's littler than me and has grown up.
Oh, I want to see your mother in that. That's still about...
You're a pervert.
Not like that. I just want to see if it's still a man.
Just, my mum, just in a cap and jacket. That's what you want.
Oh, that's a horrible. Not just.
Now you say my mum's ugly.
No, I'm just. It's the cap and jacket that would put us off.
It really? Oh, thanks. Oh dear.
I think on this very grim note, this is the first one of the.
Yeah.
The run. So God knows what the rest are going to be like.
Next week's might be terrible.
Toodle pip.
Bye.
You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.